Vikings kicked off their final season at Mall of America Field last weekend with their first preseason game. 90 players fighting for their football lives, with a special fan in attendance. Joey Browner was one of the greatest defensive players to ever wear the purple, a six-time Pro Bowler with over 1,100 career tackles and 40 interceptions. He arrived at the game Friday night, not knowing the good news waiting for him.
This is not really about an interview. I know you were told you're coming here for an interview, but we really want to just announce on behalf of the Vikings, Will family, and our entire ownership, we're proud to ask you to be in our Ring of Honor.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure. You know, long time, but...
your time is due.
Well, thank you. I mean, I'm just blessed to be here and alive to see that, you know.
You're a great player and a great individual and represent the Vikings so well, so we're proud and honored to that you're part of the Ring of Honor.
Oh, thank you, and hopefully I represent what you already established there, and hopefully in the future we'll be able to do a lot more things with it.
Becoming the 21st member of the Vikings Ring of Honor is well-deserved for a key member of many successful Vikings teams.
Ring of Honor is something that is very special because there's very few of us that are in there, and to be with people like Fran Tarkett and Jim Marshall, the individuals who actually went into the Hall of Fame. A lot of them I played with here, Chris Stoneman, Chris Carter, John Randall, Zimmerman, people like that. It's just a great honor. Good to see you.
I make a lot of plays.
Well, you was on the other side.
Thank
you.
Forward to seeing it happen.
While Browner learns his place in the Vikings history books, there are many Viking staffers hard at work preparing for the busy night ahead.
For all the home games, the PR staff arrives 4 hours before kickoff, and the first thing we do is make sure that both press boxes are set up. We get all the seating assignments laid out, make sure to take care of visiting PR, visiting media, and national writers that come in to cover that game. Post game is definitely the busiest part of the game day for us. We are working to get all of our players either to a press conference at the podium or allowing local and national media into the locker room. We open up the locker room, and so all players are available, and we're just helping accommodate their requests to talk to specific players. And we'll also get, you know, a couple star players of the game, get them on the phone with some national writers, you know, also line them up for interviews in coming days.
To the 39, minus 6.
The box score and player statistics are an important part of the game for football fans, and a small booth inside the Vikings press box holds an important crew, the men and women in charge of determining the statistics.
Well, we create all the stats that go to the NFL, basically. We're the official stat crew. We're hooked up to the TV trucks. So if they have their own stat people as well, but if they want the official stat, they'll give us a call, ask us questions, and then we basically call the play in a certain order that it's data entered in the computer, and we have various audit functions. There's about 8 or 9 of us all together. Each of us has its own function, and we just kind of keep going through the game until it ends.
And those statistics coming from this room are a big part of another aspect of a Viking game day.
Three, two, one, drift on in, and we're back.
The TV truck, which is the hub for delivering the games to your living room each and every Sunday.
For a show like this, we had 50 to 55 people working on this show all over the map. There's camera folks, there's people that run replays, stats people, people that run the cable. I mean, there's a whole bunch of people that it takes to put one game on air. So we're here all day long. Of course, a lot of us have been preparing for this for a month in advance. But once you get here on a game day, people show up as early as 9 in the morning for a 7 o'clock game. And by the time you leave, it could be midnight for a lot of folks. So they're 12, 15-hour days. And everyone's very skilled at what they do. The people that do this for a living, they might work a Vikings game one day. They could do the Twins the next. Could do a Wild game, a Gopher. Some do corporate. So there's a lot of talented folks in this market that help put these shows together. And so as the director, my role is really to make sure everyone knows what their role is, because I already know they're good at it. And I just need to put them with a plan in place, get them all together, We know what we're going to do, which players we're going to cover, the storylines we're going to cover. There's a producer as well that works alongside me. And so we try to tie it up with a nice, neat bow with the announcers, our replays, our cameras, and hopefully have a nice broadcast for the Vikings fans at home so they can enjoy.
Games, ready three, take three, ready five. All right.